What would you most likely find on the surface of the moon? Regolith, dark side, liquid water, or sea of placidity? Regolith, also known as lunar soil or moon dust, is all over the moon. Of course, regolith is all over the Earth, too, but that's not the kind the European Space Agency wants to start mining. It recently said it was teaming up with a European aerospace company to look into mining lunar soil. Why? Lunar regolith, like regolith on Earth, has water and oxygen in it, but being able to mine those elements on the moon could help support a potential base there. And if scientists are also able to extract helium-3, an isotope that's believed to be in lunar soil, they think that could be used to develop rocket fuel on the moon. All that would add up to using the moon as a jumping-off point to exploring deeper into space. Scientists hope to get this mission off the ground by the year 2025, but there are some obstacles to overcome. For one thing, the rocket that would carry mining equipment to the moon hasn't been built yet. It's currently under development. Also, the lander that would actually place the equipment on the moon still has to be made. So the European Space Agency is really just taking the first step here to see if mining the moon is possible and if it makes sense in terms of funding and the resources it would require. Still, according to Fortune.com, China and India are also looking into the moon as a possible source of helium-3. So there could be an international competition to mine the moon taking place about 240,000 miles away from it.